Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
There. It's Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW. Why not?
Yes, our last Halloween show before actual Halloween.
Yes.
Which is this coming Tuesday.
No kidding. See?
Yeah. And switch the cameras over. You can't see. There you go.
I got my grandmommy shirt on.
Yeah, and I got my shirt on, which says "Haunted by the Voices in My Head."
So before we get started, a little programming.
So why not?
Note: next Tuesday, immediately following the Beatles Forever.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay tuned and join us for the WTBR Halloween Spooktacular 4. I already got some emails about some people that are having Halloween parties, and we're hosting the music for it.
Yeah, our children.
From 6 to 8 p.m., only here on WTBR-FM. That's 4 hours of live radio.
Nice.
Yes, we'll be on. The Halloween Spooktacular will be on live this year.
Yes, yes.
And so we're if we mess up, you're all going to know about it.
Yep. And we're all going to look like paralyzed crabs after we get out of our chairs after DJ.
Since our children have decided that the food is going to be cupcakes and
pizzas.
Yes. Yep.
So tune in immediately following the Beatles Forever.
And also today, my birthday.
Sorry, happy birthday. Yes. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, right?
You're funny. No.
This is Carol said in the car on the way up here.
Yes, if you reverse it, it's 93. So
yes, Carol's back with us from her vacation to New Jersey.
Yay!
Glad to have her back at the controls, so I don't have to push buttons any more than I already have to.
I don't know, with the rain and everything, it makes me feel like I'm 93.
So Tuesday, and I will say one more time, tune in, join us immediately following the Beatles Forever.
Yes.
Here on WTBR-FM from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Halloween Spooktacular 4.
Yeah. Yes, the Halloween Spooktacular 4.
Yep. It's going to be interesting. Very, very, very interesting.
Very interesting.
On that note, this is our last Halloween show.
Mm. Yes. Has been a good one, though.
Because next time we air will be November 1st. So this is the last Halloween show. It's been a great series. We started this somewhere around mid-September.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we hope everybody enjoyed it.
We should enjoy it today.
And you have part two of part one that was done last week.
Yes.
So quickly, in 30 seconds, refresh people what part one was about. Okay. Before we dabble into part two.
The investigator group called Ghost Adventures. The main leader of it had bought and purchased a house in Ganey, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Excuse me. I don't want to get nasty reports saying I messed that one up. But it was in Gary, Indiana. Oh, my God.
Indiana.
Let's all say it together. Indiana.
There we go.
There we go. Okay. And apparently the lady that lived there with her three children was experiencing some difficulties.
Your 30 seconds are up. Just want to give a quick synopsis of last week's, because I know you got a lot
to
do.
He has to be a smarty pants
for
today.
This week.
Okay, she apparently has a problem with visitors from other places and spooks and all that and everything that's going on. Apparently, they decided to say that she needs to have an exorcism done. Right, and I'll tell you why.
She'll be right back. So you got a couple of things, too, at the end.
Yes, yes,
so,
I do.
Real quick, we'll get on with this.
Yeah, because it's going to take me
a bit. I know
it's
going to take you a bit.
Could I please get to it?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Knock yourself out.
I'm going to knock myself out. Okay. The family called 911 when everything started to happen. They took the boys to the ER. Okay. The reports of one of the boys, it was very violent. The kids had gotten out over and started having some very experiencings, yelling that they have been there long enough, and they were getting quite upsetting about being at the hospital after everything happened. What happened next was just a little bit unbearable. One of the boys started growling obsessively. It's just they couldn't understand what was going on with the young boy. He said that he was in charge. He was in charge, and that his grandmother basically needed to shut her blanking mouth. This is one of the reports.
Wow.
You get to fill in the blanks.
Yes.
Yeah.
They said Turan. It says that they had problems with their stomachs and the heads bumping several times together with the children. She said that there were also some other problems with them hitting and punching, kicking, just uncontrollable at the time of what was going on. The young boy, this is proof, and it was proof by CPS. Literally, they watched the young boy literally climb up the wall all the way up and do a backflip and land it on his feet. Literally, levitation, just flipped. And when he turned around and he got back down, he turned around and he just had that evil look upon him that he meant business. And then 2 minutes later, the boy had jumped back into being calm and cool, like nothing had happened to him. And couldn't remember exactly why.
All righty then.
Yep. They turned around and they said that the police captain, Captain Charles, said that they were there on several calls for the child's health. And this is all that reason why they had to take the young child to the hospital for the health problems. It got to the point that the mother started experiencing situations even worse, and now the children were involved. The officer said that they had candles under the stairs at the time of the investigations. They found things that were just not normal underneath them. They had dirt underneath the stairs, and the rest of the house on the ground in the basement was all cemented in, except that one special section of it. They found bones, clothing. They found different things in there. What they believed what was happening was your favorite.
Human sacrifice.
Necrophilia. Necrophilia.
Necrophilia.
Exactly. This is what was going on.
Horrible.
They found horrible things.
I play, which is getting at, is I play a necromancer in one of the games. And it's a joking kind of thing.
She knows exactly what I was talking about. It's horrible. What it means is you're trying literally to...
You're bringing back the dead.
To bring back the dead. This is what
you're
the candles...
The dead
this is what the candles
life.
Were.
You reanimate the dead.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And this is what they were trying to do. Apparently,
the other one is just all kinds of disgusting things with the dead. We won't get into that. That's just horrible.
No, no. The other part is really disgusting.
Must keep it clean. Must keep it clean.
Must continue with but yeah, they found the dirt under the stairs, which made no sense because, like I said, the rest of the house was, they believed that they had brought many different things for the sacrifices. It just was just unbearable. They had no explanations for any of the reasons or anything. During the making of the documentary, as Zach was speaking with, they had one of the young people that had decided to go down the stairs into the area where it was. I mean, he suddenly was filming, got tired, mm-hmm. and then went downstairs into the basement. They found him in one of the rooms where the other person that was once a tenant, her brother shot himself in the basement. There has been other people trying to live in the house before the lady that had the exorcism. So, this was quite unusual. The young boy was back at the hotel. Zach said that literally he was screaming and going literally ballistic. He had said that he had seen a 6-foot monster, goat man with horns. Sound familiar?
Hmm.
And he was screaming that he wanted to take him on. This is what he was screaming. And he wanted to get his effing... That's all I'm going to say. Okay? And it was even more graphic that he was saying about it. Quite disturbing was what Zach said. I mean, he just lost it.
A lot of vulgarity.
They also brought in a specialist doctor to go ahead and help them inside the house as well, to find out with the inspectors and everything. And what happened was that I seen, and they showed it, that there was a giant, massive black shadow that appeared in the house. And it got even more devastating. They did perform the exorcism on the mother, and it fully worked on her. That's why she would no longer speak to anyone or go anywhere near the house or have any contact with anyone. Didn't want any contact with Zach, crew, or any members of that area. What happened with Zach's crew, one of them, like I said, quit. Zach turned around and found out that he started experiencing severe stomach problems and getting nauseous and having, once again, more dreams. During the course of this time, they decided to go ahead and take...
Should I flip over the page?
Yeah, I basically know everything, so I'm just refreshing myself, okay? Mm-hmm. Now that Zach had gone ahead and he had spoken to the police, they didn't want to go ahead and do anything to come in to keep the place from being where people would break in. He had people that he had finally kicked them all out. And the bishop had experiencing some trouble during the exorcism. He had been attacked. They also had one of the doctors. His name was Dr. Brady Tapp, who was there helping them out. And he was going into the house and doing what he needed to do. He said that he was getting up. His eyes were burning. And that he went to the emergency room because he experienced, from the length of time that he was there, nauseous problems. He ended up having severe kidneys shutting down, multiple organs going failing and everything, just from being in there because of the fact that he proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt that something was in that house.
Mm.
And they didn't like it. They didn't want the truth to come out.
Mm-hmm.
After this incident with the man and everything going on with Zach, he decided to do one of the most stupidest parts that kind of took over. He had gone ahead and decided to board up the house with him in it. Literally, he boarded the...
He decided to go back to first and second season of complete lockdown.
Yes, he did.
Which is, you board yourself up by... he boarded himself up by a master lock, put the master lock on top of it, shut it. The only one that has the key is his production crew.
But here's the downside.
He's not allowed in, nobody in. No one out, just
exactly.
Him.
And he did it with only the cameras that he had. And here's the worst part. They took literally 2x4s and great big giant sheets of wood and sealed them in.
Yeah.
Here's a problem, though. Zach started going literally insane inside the house.
My question would be, why did he seal himself in the house?
To prove that there was something going on.
To prove that there was actually something going on in the house.
Yes, and to prove
the rumors that something was actually in the house.
Yes, to prove to everyone that yes, what this woman and had gone through, and these children had gone through, that yes, this is exactly what's happening in this house. That this house was no fake. While he did it, he ran the cameras. Okay, they documented everything. Literally, he started hearing things. You could hear the banging, the yelling, the hollering. He had gone ahead, got up, and went downstairs. And literally, what happened to him is he literally went into sort of like a emotional lockdown on himself. He experienced severe problems during the lockdown.
Oh, he was desocializing himself and having panic attacks.
Yes, exactly.
And exactly what that description is.
He says
he was desocializing himself and going into panic attack mode.
Exactly. And Zach says he had a dream that he'd seen himself known at the dreams once again. And this is exactly what he experienced once before. He started seeing the goat man and everything. And all of a sudden, the actual goat man that he had dreamt about came to him. Right there at the bottom of those stairs. He says what he's seen terrified him to death.
Interesting.
Yep.
Very, very interesting.
He developed a severe eye condition called, it's here, I can't pronounce it.
Let me see.
Here, you want to finish that part again.
He ended up with dysotopia, which is a sudden onset of permanent double vision. You permanently have double vision. And you have to wear these special glasses. So
yep.
The lenses are like prisms.
He has prism. He's wearing prism glasses now.
And it prevents him from having vertigo.
And his condition is now permanent, and he has double vision, and he runs the risk of total blindness if he has the operations
to correct
both of them. The doctor said there's no help for him. He will go totally blind. And this is what occurred from the incident. He still suffers from night terrors. And he has been gone to the church and see his pastor and everything to literally once a week have his blessing done and performed on him to prevent anything on currents. So
sounds about right.
Yeah, anything. And by the way, the house is no more. That following day, Zach had it torn down. literally
foundation stripped and demolished.
Everything has been removed. Everything has been removed and dumped in the dumpster. The only thing left was the landfill. But Zach, being Zach, had gone ahead and took some of the dirt and some of the possessions that were under the stairs.
He didn't put this crap.
He put it in a doggone haunted museum. Yes, he did.
Why?
Great, because dude. Zach is Zach.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is prism glasses.
Would an exorcism have helped him with this?
They give him what they call the rite of passage. It's time to prevent him from having apparent problems. They use sage on him quite often. The boys do. They were told to do this to keep him, to keep his inner peace at bay, to protect him.
Release the negativity in his body.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica and Pete know what I'm trying to say.
That's scary.
Yes, I am.
That wraps that up.
But yeah, this is
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, folks. And before this young man's going through heck.
Before we go too much further,
skip the apple cider and try a timeline. Fall is for video editors. Join PCTV for part two of our fall production training series, starting Thursday, October 26th at 6 p.m. This series is designed to teach new editors the basics of how to use Final Cut Pro, the official edit software of PCTV. For more information, please email training@pittsfieldtv.org or call 445-4234, extension 0121. That's 0121.
Yay!
Okay, as we get close to the end of the Halloween series.
Yes.
The lights haven't flickered yet this time. This is going good. Well,
that's surprising.
You have something.
Yes, I have.
Couldn't be any more scarier than what she has over there. But
No, it's not nearly as scary.
And by the way, I want to thank Darlene for this whole month. She really did a lot of homework.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time putting all this together so she could do this.
Yep.
I think six or seven shows.
But I couldn't have done it without doing two things. One, thanks to the Ghost Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to the Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. And please be safe on every job you do, boys, no matter what.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if I can mention where I was to channel I was watching it on.
Yeah, why not?
I was watching it on Discovery Channel. You can go ahead and go through the search engine if you guys want to watch these personally yourselves.
Or, you know, or YouTube or however. Or there's videos all over the place.
Yep. Like I said, search engines, get it up in there, go take a look in any one of them.
Yep.
You can really enjoy them.
Discovery, YouTube.
However.
Exactly. Whatever ones. As a matter of fact, I think there's some
stuff on Pluto. There's some stuff
Exactly. Yes, there is.
Zumo.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some
stuff. Your favorite streaming app.
Whatever your favorite streaming app is, we could list like 12,000 different streaming apps.
Whatever streaming
here.
App you like.
I'm sure.
You can find one.
Find them all over the whatever streaming app you like or check your local listings.
Exactly. I love to take the time to look through the freebies and have a good time.
Okay. You're up. This should be good.
Yeah, mine is all local, so.
Oh,
there you go.
More local stuff.
Yeah. Sorry. One of the accounts of hauntings in Berkshire County, mostly in Pittsfield, is the Berkshire Crown Plaza here.
Oh, wow.
Which has rumored to host ghosts since its time that it was a Hilton hotel.
Really?
Yes, at one time it was a Hilton.
Oh, wow.
Then it's really hard to fathom that, you know, there's some haunted stuff in there because it's all been moderately upgraded.
Yeah.
And
that's gotta bring on a lot of activity.
Here's the thing, and it's less than 45 years old, so people are like, well, it doesn't have that much deep history. It shouldn't be haunted. Wrong answer. The land in the location where the plaza sits now has been having hauntings for the past 190 years. So think about it.
Any possibility that they could have gone ahead and found another Indian burial area?
Yeah, there is. Well, one of the things that happened in that location was in 1862.
Oh, wow.
That a cook, William Collins, went ahead and murdered his wife, and he was also a worker there for the kitchen.
Oh.
And the thing is, it was known as then the United States Hotel.
Oh. Kind of makes you wonder what was in that food.
And for some people, they can actually see the ghost of his wife walking back and forth between the kitchen.
That has got to be kind of...
The kitchen is occupied.
Yeah.
Not by somebody they want there, but it's occupied. the plaza for some years was reluctant to embrace the fact that it's haunted. The one marketing director that they had, Janet Brenna.
Mm-hmm.
She supposedly has a copy of a picture of the ghost in her possession.
And you guys don't want to acknowledge the fact that the place is haunted.
They didn't want to at the time.
I guess they had to then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's not only at the plaza across the street from the plaza.
Okay.
Is two major cultural venues that have hauntings also. One being the Berkshire Museum.
I bet it does. There has got to be.
Where when you go in there, there's strange sensations and sounds that in the antiques room that they have. You hear banging, you'll hear footsteps, you'll hear people going ahead and talking, and nobody's in there. Completely empty room. Nobody's in there.
You got about 2 minutes.
And also on top of that, they have arcane objects in there, so that does not help. Also hosts rooms for a mummy.
Never been in there.
Yeah, so hosts things for a mummy. So yeah, no.
Oh,
not
wow.
A good thing. The other one being the Colonial Theater.
I've been there.
Yeah. There's reports of an angry gentleman in a top hat and a coat. He's up on the upper floor.
Oh, the over.
And also there was a report of a worker dying in the coat room in 1903.
Oh, wow.
So right. There you go.
There you go, a couple more haunted stories. All right. Thank Jesse and Darlene for all the series that we did this month.
Thank you. You're welcome.
For Halloween.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
And for Carol, Darlene, Jesse, and myself, happy Halloween from the cast and crew.
Happy Halloween, folks. Happy Halloween.
PCTV, WTBR-FM, and The Talk. And we are out of here.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.